to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Hallelujah, Bride. This is June Dong Knight, your host tonight. I thank you so much for tuning in to We Are the Bride Radio. Listen, I'm still on my summer tour. I'm still in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I really appreciate you praying because, listen, lives have been changed all over the United States. We have made great partnerships with ministries, and we have been able to sow into other people's lives and ministries. And it's just been wonderful because, listen, our goal is unity. Amen. So check us out on our website. Our main website is wearethebride.us. Our radio website is watbradio.com. And then our TV, we've branched off into television, is watb.tv. So check us out. And if you would like to be a host with us, we are looking for new hosts. And listen, we have got an announcement for all of y'all ministries. In the month of August, we are doing Revival Month. We are asking ministries all across the world to send in your audio, your revival audio, and we will play it on the broadcast. We do want it to be a revival service. The only thing we don't ask is it cannot be the Greasy Grace message. It must be a spirit-filled church. It must be somebody that believes that Jesus is coming back. We're not very picky about when because some of us have it wrong. I mean, he could be pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. But as long as you believe he's coming back, hallelujah, that's the hope that we hang up on. So send those in. If you can send it in by Dropbox, just send it in to director. At WATBRadio.com. That's director at WATBRadio.com. Okay, Bride, listen, we have an exciting announcement today. We have a guest with us today, Mr. Danny Roy. He just opened up a new revival center in Columbia, Kentucky called The Garden. It actually converted from a church into a revival center. And listen, this has been happening all over the nation. When I was down in Texas, they did it in Texas. They're opening up one in Detroit, Michigan. They're going out everywhere here in Louisiana. So give it up for Mr. Danny Roy. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. We are so honored to have you here today from the great state of Kentucky.
We are glad to be with you today.
Yes, now let me ask you this, Mr. Roy. You are a revivalist, and I know that, God is really moving upon the revivalist in this hour. What is it that he spoke to you about how to name the revival center, the Garden?
We had a word back in the beginning of May that God spoke to us and shared with us through some prayer time in our Friday night fire service. And just he spoke to us and said he wanted to go somewhere a lot deeper than just a church service. And he wanted to bring us back to a setting where we had communication. And I feel like, you know, as a church, we have lost our relationship. It's come more of denomination and religion and come more into a setting of churches than we have a relationship with God. And God spoke to us in prayer, and he said he wanted us to start a garden center and a revival center that would bring people back to a relationship with him and not with a man, not with a denomination, but with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. Well, at the end of the broadcast today, we're going to pray for you and pray for your vision and pray for that revival center. Amen. But listen,
amen.
We know, sir, that God, you obviously obeyed the Lord at some point in time to bring you to this point to open up the revival center to all nations. Let me ask you this. What happened in your life that caused your conversion to Christ and to bring you to the point you're at now? What's your story?
We got saved in 2001. Served the Lord as a youth pastor for a few years, pastored for a few years. Went through a season of burnout. Just got more worried about building a church and building numbers than we did God. And
yes.
Just got away from the Lord. Fell out of church for a few years. And in 2014, God got a hold of us again. And he said, I'm not done with you. I have a burning word inside of you that I want to bring to a nation. And he said, I want you to get back to your post. And we went back to a church that we'd started in, back in 2005, I think. And we went back and we started praying again and going after God and seeing what God wanted for this church. And God spoke to us in May of 2015, changed the name and start fresh with the Revival Center, that God was wanting to raise up a people that was hungry for him. And God just shook us to the bone and made us understand this is not about numbers, it's not about a church, it's not about a denomination, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about building a kingdom.
Amen.
And our focus is on souls and on going after God and making sure that people understand this is not about coming to church and sitting on a pew, but it's all about a salvation with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. And God's just working on our hearts, and he's leading us to him.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this. What if you could have 5 minutes to talk to the bride in America? You know, we're in a lot of turbulent waters right now. There's a lot of people that are, you know, especially through the media, trying to fill people with a lot of fear with ISIS
yeah.
and all the different types of things. Plus, we have all these preachers on the mainstream Christian networks, you know, filling people with a lot of fear and stuff. What would you say to the bride?
I would say to the bride right now that we have got to get our focus off of church as usual, off of building numbers and a denomination, and we have to get our mind on the kingdom. We have to get our mind back on Jesus. And I would say
yeah.
to them that they need to find a relationship with Jesus Christ and hear the voice of the Lord again. I would say to them today that we need to get back to a place so we can hear his voice. And you can only do that through a relationship and prayer and intercession. We have got to get back to our knees again. And we have got
yeah.
to get back to the past of just watching a man behind a pulpit and get back to a relationship of hearing who he is. We have to know who God is. We have to know his voice. The Bible says his sheep know his voice and know they will not follow. And God is trying to get us back to a place that we know his voice. And I think we've gotten lost up in this thing in the world today of listening to man too long and listening to denominational things too long. And God's trying to bring us back to his voice in the heart of God again.
That's the truth. Now, listen, you brought out a really good point, Bride. I pray that you hear what he's saying. Kingdom. Now, I know that there was a lot of denominations that took that term and kind of twisted it to where it was kind of like cultish, but God is really stressing that word again, kingdom, because you're right, we have got too denominationally minded, too cliquish, and God is wanting to be out of the box. We are putting him in the box when we think that he should look like this or it should be done like the days of old. And something else, you know, with you opening up a revival center that the bride has got to come alive to is the point that God wants to be out of the box. Like in the revival
yeah.
centers, he doesn't want to show up like he did at Zuzu Street or at any of the other revivals. He
yes.
wants to be different and fresh. And we have got to, you know, open up our hearts to receive whatever this new thing is that he wants to do. And it's really awesome because we get to see a different side to him, a different aspect. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Now, let me ask you this about your revival center. How's it been going? What's God been doing there lately?
We have just gotten took off again in the church. We're actually going through the putting up a new sign right now. Should be up in the next few weeks. We moved from the basement to an upstairs, finishing it up, and we're trying to get some sound systems and stuff hooked up. And God is growing it slowly, but we're just trying to build an atmosphere of worship and intercession. And it's not about always having somebody to preach, but it's more about coming in and worshiping the Lord and just praying and seeking him and seeing what he wants to say in that hour.
Yes, amen. And you brought up another good point. You know, it's all about intercession. And, you know, how can we have revival if we are not having intercession time with our Creator? You know, and especially us as revivalists and prophets and apostles, you know, we have got to hear the heart of our Father. And, you know, I titled this broadcast, Coming Back to the Heart of God, because when you think about the garden, you know, I've been preaching on the garden all across America this summer. That's why your name intrigued me so much, because I've been preaching about God wanting us to come back to the garden and back to our dominion and authority and who we are in him and that he's our creator. And, you know, I tell people, now I'm not trying to take your time, Danny, I promise.
Okay.
I tell people, you know, we're either going to, how we're all trees in God's great garden, but we are either going to burn on fire for God on earth because he hates lukewarm. We're either going to burn on fire and let him judge us on earth and go through our, you know, burning and sifting and shaking and the judgment on earth from him so that we can repent and become better trees. Or we're going to die and face him, and he's going to look at that tree and say, what did you do? Did you bear any fruit in my garden? No, I was selfish, sir. I liked my tree, and I wanted to do with my tree what I wanted to do. And then God's going to say, well, your tree was rotten. Your tree bared no fruit for me, so you didn't enjoy my garden. You didn't enjoy the beauty or the animals, and I have to throw you in hell because you was of no use to me in my garden. I created you. You know, so they're going to have to burn. The sticks will have to burn in eternity, and it's really sad, you know. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. You know, I applaud you as a minister that you have the heart of a pastor. You broke off the chains of tradition and said, I'm following God in spite of community opinion. I'm following God and changing my name to a revival center because I want to move where God's moving. Yes. And that's not... That is not an easy thing to do today.
No. Hello? Hello?
I believe we had a little bit of technical difficulty there for a second.
Are you still
here? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes, I was saying that I applaud you because you was able to break that yoke of tradition and follow God into doing what he's doing today with Revival Center.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know that wasn't easy.
That's not an easy task. God's trying to break us out of the comfort zone.
Yes.
He's looking for people, forerunners. It's not about man's applause, but it's about God's applause.
Yes, it is. Amen. Well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break then, and we're going to give you the floor so that you can preach the word, okay?
All righty.
All right, here we go.
casting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is sold. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to share a few minutes on the thought of what is God wanting from us, and I want to take us to a couple spots really quick while I've got the time. In the beginning of Genesis, you'll find the story of Adam and Eve, and God created man, and it says that God created man for a relationship that he could come down, he could spend time with him. And I was so thankful that God started us with a relationship because God wanted to spend time. I don't think we understand how much God wants to spend time with us and how he wants to know us more than we know, and us know him and know his voice. And I was thinking about how it didn't stop there. Jesus didn't give up on us. God didn't give up on us. And when the enemy come in, destroyed it, and he came in and brought in sin, and how the enemy would come in and try to take away that relationship with God. But God sent his son, and I don't think we even understand the power of the cross and how it ties into the garden, and how God didn't just stop with the garden. He brought a relationship in the garden in such a way that even when it got messed up, he didn't give up on man, because God longs to spend time with us. He loves to spend time with us. And he's looking for his intercessors that's going to lay on their face and lay down lovers and says, I'm not going to stop until I know him. I know him
Come
in a personal
now,
way.
Right.
I know him in such a way that whenever he says stop, I stop. When he says go, I go. When he says move, I move. And when he says pray, I pray. And when he says to speak a word, I will speak it. I just want to say to the bride today, I just want to say it's time to know him. It's time. There is more to this than this church. There is such a more than a relationship than just going to church. There's such a more to this than just knowing him as a denomination or to knowing him as I go to church on Sunday. There's such more. There's so more. There's more. There's more to God. There's more power. There's more to it than religion. This is so much more. And if you think about the cross, you think about how God didn't stop at the garden. He came to the cross. He died for us for our sins, but he didn't stop there. And there's such a powerful message in the cross that I think we look over so much times. Whenever Jesus died on the cross, the veil ripped from top to bottom. At that moment, he restored the garden setting. At that moment, he restored relationship again. No longer do I have to wait on a priest to go before God for me. I have relationship. I can come boldly before the throne of God again because the veil ripped at the cross and put me back to the garden setting again. And he says, you can come to me again. I didn't want to lose what I had at the garden, so I sent my son for your sins to die. But I didn't just send him to die for your sins. I sent him to restore your setting of the garden of a relationship. When the veil came and ripped from top to bottom, he said, I sent him so he could restore you back to me, beside me, that you could spend time with me and not have to have someone else to go into the Holy of Holies, but you could come into the Holy of Holies. The bride needs to understand we don't have to wait on anybody else today, that we can go into the Holy of Holies, that we can lay on our faces, we can cry out because of the cross, because of Jesus dying, because he laid down on his life for our sins. But he didn't just lay his life down for our sins. He laid it down that the veil would be ripped, that the garden would be restored, that communication would come back to the body of Christ, that we would come back to a place that we could run to him, we could run to his feet, that we could run and cry out to him, that we we can say, Abba, Father, we need you. We need you in this nation right now. We need you in our families. We need you in our churches again. We need you in our schools again. We need you to show up with power. Signs and wonders shall follow those who love the Lord. But first, we have to have a communication with the Lord before we can have the power. Too many people's trying to demonstrate power without having a communication relationship. You've got to have communication and relationship with the one where the power comes from. God is trying to bring us back to relationship. He's tried for so many times. He tried it in the garden. The devil tried to destroy it. He brought Jesus. He ripped the veil, brought it back to relationship again. He's done away with the priest. You don't have to have the priest. You don't have to kill sacrifices because the sacrifice was Jesus the Lamb. He got the veil ripped so we can have access to heaven. I just want to tell the church today, I want to tell the ones out there today, you don't have to wait on someone else. You have access to heaven today. Cry out to him. Cry out to the one. Cry out to the one that longs to spend time with you. Cry out to the one that loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. Cry out today. Cry out to the one that your help coming from. Cry out to where your power comes from today. I just want to say to you today that God is waiting on you to cry out to him. He says, who can steal you out of the palm of his hand? No one can steal you out of the palm of his hand. He's waiting for you to know his voice. He's waiting for you to know when to stop. He's waiting to show up in your situation. He's waiting to show up in your addiction. He's waiting to show up in your place that you can't get yourself out of, that you done crawled into. But I got news for someone this morning. Today, I just want to tell you right now, there is a God in heaven that knows your name. He knows the hair on your head. And he's waited so long just to spend time with you. He's looking for you today. He's waiting on you today. He wants to be with you. He wants to spend time with you. He loves you so much that he would send his son not just to die for your sins, but he would send his son to rip a veil that kept you from having access with him. He wants access to you. But you know what? We have a free will today. We have a free will. And the access only comes when you allow him to come. And because of our free will, God's a gentleman. He will not come into where our free will doesn't want him. He's not going to come into our churches until he's invited. He's not going to come back into our schools until he's invited. He's not going to come back into our nation until he's invited. God's not going to come when he's not been welcome. He's not going to come when we're not trying to get him. And he's not going to come when we're trying to do it in our own power. God wants to come, but he's waiting on a people that says, you know what? I understand the veil. I understand the garden. I understand creation. I understand he made Adam and Eve because he wanted to, he longed for someone to have fellowship with that did not have to be made do it, but they had a free will and wanted to do it. God is looking for a people that longs to be with him, that longs to be in his feet, that longs to spend time with him more than they want to go outside into the world. They long to get up so they can talk to daddy again. They long to be the children of the Most High God. They long to be with their father. They long to be in his presence. They long to be like Peter, that walked here with Peter's shadow to heal the sick. It was a communication with Jesus to heal the sick. His shadow that overbowed him, the shadow that was over the top of him, is what healed the sick. He was in communication and relationship with God in such a way that the Father shadowed him, and his shadow would come and heal the sick. The Bible says Peter's shadow healed the sick. The shadow was the shadow of God that healed the sick.
Yes,
God is looking,
Lord,
to do that again in his body. He wants us, yes, to walk in such a place with him that our shadow will heal the sick again, that our words will, God said that he spoke everything into existence. God wants to put that kind of presence in us. Jesus Christ lives inside you today if you're saved. If we're saved and he's inside of us, we have the same power as Jesus living in us. We have the power to speak words out, that things will be broken off this nation, that things will be broken off our schools and our children and the next generation. It's the seed that the devil's after. It's the next generation that he's after. He's waiting to hear that. God is trying to get a people that understands that we got to crawl back to the feet of the cross again. We got to get back to where this thing has started at. This thing was started with communication and relationship with Jesus. This thing was started with knowing who our daddy is. God loves us so much that he would not let it be destroyed at the garden, and he's not let it be stored again at the cross. He came, and not only did he just die for our sins, he restored relationship. And I would say to the bride today, if there's anything that's as important, as nothing as important as knowing who he is. I ask this question all the time.
Come on now.
I ask this question all the time. What are we going to do when we get to heaven and we don't even know what we're there for? We don't even know him. We have got to get to the place that we know who he is. We have got to get to the place that we know his voice. We know what he wants. We know where he wants us to go and what he wants us to speak. God is love. God wants us to pour out his love, his power. He wants to pour out of us in such a way that the power of God would show up again in signs and wonders. But he cannot because we have not learned who he is. God loves us. God wants to be with us. He wants to walk with us right beside us.
Yes, Lord.
God is so crazy about us that he has fixed access into the heavens through intercession. Not only that, God is looking for intercessions that will have such a relationship that they will start bursting stuff in the atmosphere even before it comes to earth, even before it ever manifests as yet. They'll birth it. God's wanting to birth things through relationship. God's wanting to birth things, revivals. God's wanting to birth nations back to him because people are crying out.
Now.
It won't stop. God's wanting people that will be so hungry for him and such a relationship with him that they would get his heartbeat again. God wants us to get his heartbeat. The Bible says that David had a heart after God. And the reason he had a heart after God is because he had a communication with God. He had a relationship with God. He knew the God that he served. He knew him because he would go into his chambers and he would lay before him. God is wanting a people again that will go back and get in their secret places and they will go and cry out to God before they go out in the public and cry out to people. If you'll cry out to God first, bride, if you will cry out to him and learn him, if we will cry out to him and learn who he is. If we will find out who our daddy is today, church, we will find out that he has power. He has the power to turn this nation around in a moment. He can turn this nation around. He can turn our churches around. He can turn our schools around. And he can turn our children back to him and set them on fire. God, the Bible says he looketh for a man. He looketh for a man. He looketh for a man and a woman that will stand up and they will not lay down and they will not die. They will not look to what man is approval, but they look to the Father's approval. The Bible says, Jesus said, I will do nothing unless I hear my Father do it first.
Yes, Lord.
He's looking for us to get to a place that we know him. Know his heart. Know his heart today, church. We got to get back to the cross. We got to get back to the garden setting. We have to get back to relationship. We have to get back to a place of prayer. We have to get back to we spend time with Daddy God.
Yes.
In such a way that we know him as a children, that we know that he loves us. We know that he wants good things for us. And out of the spirit of fear that's on this nation right now, I just break it off of y'all. I break it off of you in the name of Jesus right now. I break off the spirit of fear that's been put on this nation by man. We serve a God that is greater than anything in this world. The Bible says greater is in you than he that is in the world. And I just declare right now that that spirit be broken off. And I declare right now that the heart of man would turn to God's heart. The heart of man right now would turn. Do you understand today, church, that God is just like the story in the Bible of the man who left, and his son left, the prodigal son left, and said the father looked for the prodigal son to return. Our Father is looking for us to return to him. He's looking for us to turn back to his heart today. He's looking for us to turn back. He longs for us to turn back today. He's looking for the prodigal ones, the ones that they've done it on their own too long. That you can learn how to preach. You can learn how to run a church. You can learn how to pastor. You can learn how to go and do God's work. But God's wanting to do it with him. God wants us to show up again with him. Show up with him and signs and wonders will show up. Show up with him and his love will pour out over the broken. Show up with him and addictions will fall off. Show up with him and relationship and the power of the cross will show up and souls will be saved by the hundreds. Show up with him again. God wants us to show up with his heart again. We've got to show up with his heart again. We've got to get back to the garden. We've got to get back to walking with God. We got to get back to the access of heaven. We have to get back to his heart. And his heart today is he loves you. He wants to be with you. He wants to know the intimate things of your life. He wants to hear your voice more than you want to hear his. He wants to love on you He wants to be there with you. He wants to bring peace and joy, and he wants to bless you. He wants to be there when your hard times comes. He wants to bring peace in the middle of a situation that you shouldn't have none. He wants the world to be able to look at you and says, I don't know how they're doing it, but it has to be done. He wants that. He wants that for his children because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. He wants communication again, church. Bride, he wants the children and the bride of Christ. He wants us to walk pure before him again. The thing about it is when you know someone, you don't want to hurt them. When you learn who your daddy is and you learn who Father God is and you come into a relationship with him and your heart starts twining with his heart, you don't want to do something to hurt it. You don't want to do something that's wrong. You don't want to go places you don't need to go. You don't want to be in places you don't need to be. You don't want to know anything besides what God wants. You're so in love with him again. It's time to fall in love with him again. It's time that we get so hungry to hear from him. It's time when we wake up of a morning, the first thing that comes through our mind is, I want to hear God's voice this morning. I want to feel the Holy Spirit come into this room. I just want to feel him. I just want to hear from him. I want to know what he wants for my day. I don't want to move until he tells me to move. I don't want to go until he tells me to go. I don't want to speak a word until he tells me to speak it. Because I understand if I line my words up with his words and my heart up with his heart and my footsteps up with his footsteps, that his power will show up. And his power pour out on a broken and hurting world today. And they will turn back to God. And they will find out who he really is. And that's a loving, caring God that does not want one person to end up in hell, but that all would be saved. Know that he loves you today. Know that he's waiting to spend time with you. Know that the garden is still today. You can still have communication. You can still have relationship. The veil was ripped. You don't have to have a priest. You don't have to have someone else. You don't have to have your pastor. You don't have to have a preacher. But you can go and you can lay before God and he will show up and he will love on you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus today.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother, that was an awesome word. God is definitely calling us back to intimacy. He is calling us to lay our lives down. He's calling us back in the prayer closet. And I'll tell you what, in this day and hour, we're going to have to hear his voice more than ever. Because the day, you know, as the days get darker, we're going to have to be clear like they was in the book of Acts. You know, like Philip and Stephen and all them, the way that they had to hear from him. Yes. That's the way we're going to have to hear from him. Now, Brian, listen, you know, every one of our broadcasts, we pray over our people that are on the broadcast with us, our guests, because we believe in our heart that God has brought them to the forefront for such a time as this because there's promotion coming. And we want to gird them, undergird them in prayer and to bring them before the throne. This ministry is based upon prayer. And so today, brother, we would be honored to pray for you. So, bride, if you would please bow your head and lift up your arms and just come together in agreement with me today, I'd appreciate it. Lord, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today, Lord, with Danny Roy. We thank you, God, for what you have done in his life, Lord, to take him from nothing and to make him into something. We thank you, God, that you have spared his life many times, probably, and that you have brought him through the fire, and you have tried him and purged him and molded him and shaped him into the mighty man of God that you have called him and made him to be today. So we thank you, Lord, for bringing him to the earth and depositing into him a mission to accomplish on this earth, Lord, So as a bride, we surround him right now. And we say, go, brother, doing all that God has called you to do, being clothed in his glory, clothed in his power and in his might, to be the man of God in the army of the living God that God has called you to be, clothing him with your purpose and your destiny, God, downloading into him all of the tools and strategies that he is going to need to accomplish the mission. We are just coming in agreement with heaven for everything that he's going to need. And the bride is saying, yes, we agree, Lord. Bring it to him. Help him to do everything he needs to do. Send him laborers, people that will labor beside him, people that will hold up his arms, Lord, people that will help him, Lord, people that will pray for him. He needs intercessors, people that will intercede and get on their face, Lord, just like he was saying. But people that would intercede for him, that would be the watchmen, the gate watchers, and that would help him, Lord, to take that city, to take the nations to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are the one that birthed that ministry, and we are helping you in the spirit to cultivate that before the throne. We thank you, God, that as prophets, we're calling it out. We're declaring that he shall have everything that you have designed for him to have, Lord, and for him to be in Jesus' name. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to send down the host of angels to come down and to war on his behalf, to encamp about him, to help him, Lord, minister to his body, heal his body, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We come against every discouraging spirit. We come against every lying devil. We come against every word that's been spoken against you that goes against the word of God for you, for your mission, and for your region in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak to those dry bones, telling those dry bones to come to life in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that you have called him to this earth, Lord, for such a time as this. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory that everything that you've called him to is going to come to pass. We thank you for promotion. We thank you for expanding his borders. We thank you for giving him favor with other spiritual leaders, Lord, giving him wisdom in his words, Lord, when dealing with them, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving him favor with the government, Lord. Favor with schools, too, Lord. Bring him revival in the schools, Lord. We claim the schools in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you and give you praise, Lord. Let everything he puts his hands to and his feet to, Lord, be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Now, I'm going to tell you what, when I first started this radio broadcast, and I started, back in January, and I started praying for people like this, I went under fire about it. Because, first of all, people, you know, when I first started this radio broadcast, it was really foreign. They've never seen a ministry that did nothing but focus on other ministries to help other people to become strong and accomplish their mission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we've had to go through a lot, but I'm going to tell you what I've learned over the past 7 months now is that every person that God brings on the broadcast is on the point of promotion, and that these prayers are beautiful. They are heard by God, and God wants these prayers done. And, you know, the Bible says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, number one. But number two, that he gathers the prayers in bowls like an incense to his nostrils, you know. So all we're doing is coming together in agreement with heaven, with what he's called each person to. There's no need for jealousy out there. There's no need for backstabbing in ministry. You know, we should all have a mission, stay on our mission, and keep plowing on in the army. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes. So I thank you so much for being on here. Now listen, before we get off here, we would be honored if you would pray for us and pray for the bride.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just ask you right now to bless this radio station broadcast right now, first and foremost. God, I pray that it would be raised up to the nations. That, God, it would promote men and women of God. That, God, that you would bring it to the forefront. That, God, that you would bless them to be able to do that. That, God, you would bring the ones on here. That, God, is going to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. That, God, you would bring on the ones, God, that's been hid away for such a time as this. That, God, you're going to bring them out. That, God, that they will walk in power and signs of wonder and bring back the lost to the lost and dying world back to you, God. We just pray blessings on it right now, God. We pray financial blessings. We pray for doors to be open. God, I pray right now for every door that's trying to be closed. That, God, you would just tear them open, the ones that you want open, that you would kick them open right now, God, that financial blessings would pour out of heaven, God, more than we can even think about having, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with this ministry. Lord, I pray for the bride today, God. I pray for the ones out there today that's listening, the ones that are saved, God. I pray that they would find their place in the kingdom. And God, they would find their place in the kingdom. They would find their place at the foot of the cross in relationship with you. And God, they would hear your voice, God, that they would hear you so clearly crying out for them to come back to the foot of the cross in the intercession. And God, that they would cry out to you, God, that they would cry out to you today, Lord, that they would find you, Lord, in a way they have never found you before. God, I pray that you would set them afire like Jeremiah said, that it feels like a fire inside my bones. I pray that fire would start inside them right now, God, that you would set a fire inside them, that, God, their voice would be like a fire out of heaven, that, God, when they speak, Lord, that people would hear them and see like a sound from heaven would come forth, and, God, you would bring them back to reality and who you are, God, that the God above all things, the God of all power, the one and mighty God that can do all things, God, I pray today, Lord, that you would bring the bride back to you, Lord, in a way that never came back to you before, and, Lord, we pray if there would be some lost today listening, that, God, the lost out there today, God, that might be listening, God, that they would find you, that, Lord, that there would be angels dispatched right now out of heaven. You said what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Lord, I ask you to loose angels down in front of the lost today, God, that they might have an encounter with Jesus Christ like they have never had before, that, God, you are a loving God that sent your son to the cross to die for them, and that they were the only one he would have died just for them, God. And I pray that the love of God would pour out of heaven right now like an oil, God. It would pour over them, God, that they would feel the heat of heaven, that they would feel the fire of God come down, Lord, and he would come down over them right now. If there would be one that's lost back away from you, God, that is not where they need to be with the Lord, that, God, you would grab hold of them today, that you would plunder hell and populate heaven, God, that you would bring them into the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his love to them like they've never had before. We ask you today in your son's name, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now listen, Bride, I feel led to play this song. Now you don't have to stay on here, Danny, if you don't want to, but being that we're talking about the garden and us being restored to God and laid down lovers, this song is just so appropriate. And it's made out of this company in Nashville, and it's called God, You're Beautiful. Here we go.
Oh God. see your beauty on the cross, removing my hidden dross. When I behold such sacrifice, can't help but say, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh my God, you're so beautiful to me. I can't help.
I pray that this broadcast tonight, and listen, I just pray that all of y'all have the revelation that we are trees in God's great garden, and He has a purpose and destiny for us, and He wrote our book before time began and said, hey, if they will give me the pen to their life, I will make miracles happen. I will show the world who I am through them. All right, so amen. God bless you and have a great evening.